Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you? It's Trina Mari here, and we're going to talk all about bone health and osteoporosis on the show. Very, very important. And to tell us about it is registered dietitian and physiologist Orla Walsh, and campaign ambassador who's working on a new osteoporosis campaign in association with the Irish Osteoporosis Society and organised by Amgen. Orla, you're very welcome.
Thank you for having me on to talk about such an important topic.
So I guess we want to find out about our bone health and what happens to our bone health as we get older.
Yeah, it's incredibly important to be bone health aware. See, as we get older, we can lose bone tissue and our bones become weaker and more fragile and more brittle, and they break easier. And when we break bones, it can have an absolutely devastating impact on our quality of life and our independence. So we're really pushing awareness about bone health and encouraging women in particular, and especially the over 65s, to have a chat to their GP about keeping their bones as healthy as possible.
Is it a case that you will have this kind of brittler bones, or you might develop osteoporosis because you haven't had a good diet throughout your lifetime, or is it just something that tends to happen to women regardless?
Well, there's a lot of risk factors for osteoporosis. With everything, genetics does have a part to play, but the thing is that around menopause, estrogen levels can decline, and there's lots of reasons why a woman might develop thinner bones than males, but this is one of the reasons. Estrogen helps protect our bones, and when estrogen levels drop, our bones are no longer protected, and we can risk losing bone tissue around this time. And you know, for some women, bone loss happens faster than others, but some will lose as much as 20% of their bone density during the 5 to 7 years after menopause. So I suppose there's so many different risk factors to osteoporosis. So again, if you chat to your GP, they'll be able to talk about what risk factors you may have and what can be done going forward.
Yeah, I think everybody knows somebody, like a lady down the road, or, you know, a family member who's had a fall that's resulted in, you know, breaking a hip or, you know, damaging themselves in some way like that. And it can really, really set them back in terms of their mobility, you know, getting on with their day-to-day life. So it's so important to make sure you're in the best bone health.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about osteoporosis is we consider it a silent condition, because really, you know, what osteoporosis is, it affects the inside of the bones, and a person might look perfectly fine and healthy, but their bones may be porous and fragile. And you see, as the bones become weaker, they break easier. So it is a silent condition, and the first time someone may know that they have osteoporosis is when they actually break a bone. Also, when it comes to bone health, to be proactive rather than reactive, and maybe in terms of groups of women, to talk about what are you guys doing to protect your bone health, and making sure the conversation happens around all women of all ages.
I guess there's no point in, you know, waiting till you're at that 65 years of age to then start making the changes to protect your bones. You need to kind of look at that years and years and years beforehand. So what lifestyle factors come into play then? What things can we do to improve our bone health?
Well, there's lots of things at play here. The things like excessive alcohol intake and smoking can increase the risk of osteoporosis, as well as things of excess physiological stress and lack of exercise. Now, diet does play a part in the management of bone health, and there's important ingredients, I guess, to bones. And bones are made up of protein and calcium, so it's important that we make sure that we eat enough of that. But we need the likes of vitamin D to help absorb and use calcium in our body. So we also need to make sure we're getting enough vitamin D too.
I am noticing more and more ways of getting protein into the diet. Things like protein yogurts and all, they're so fashionable almost now, aren't they? They're everywhere you look.
They are, certainly, and they're adding protein into bars and all sorts. There's lots of natural sources of protein too. And really, when it comes to protein, it's about getting enough in each day. But what's interesting when it comes to bone health is that there's several ingredients for bone health, such as calcium, phosphorus, and protein. And all three can be found in the likes of dairy, so milk, yogurt, and cheese. And we are encouraging people to have 3 portions of milk, yogurt, and cheese each day, so of those dairy produce. a portion being the likes of a standard pot of yogurt, a matchbox of cheese, or a small glass of milk. And when we get three portions of dairy a day, we tend to be consuming enough calcium, phosphorus, and it helps bump up our protein intake. In terms of vitamin D, that can be trickier because there's only a few sources of vitamin D out there. So the likes of oily fish, eggs, and liver. Now, you can make vitamin D when the sunlight hits your skin, but we need to be sun safe and sun aware. So a lot of the time, people need to be taking a vitamin D supplement, especially from Halloween to St. Patrick's Day.
Do you know, all the women in Ireland are going to be rejoicing they can have their cheese. After all, it's good for your health. You need it for your bones. For all the cheese lovers, there is registered dietitian and physiologist Orla Walsh. We're talking all about the campaign with the Irish Osteoporosis Society organised by Amgen. For more information on this, do visit your GP or irishosteoporosis.ie. Thanks so much, Orla. We'll chat to you next week.
Thank you for having me on.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.